pray. Lord, grant us wisdom through your word, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Have you ever cared about someone who didn't care about you? This can be a difficult thing to endure. When you care about somebody, you want to have a little closer relationship with that person. But what if that person doesn't want to have a close relationship with you? A one-sided relationship can be a heart-wrenching thing for the person who cares. Imagine for a moment that you think you have been forsaken by God. God is the only source of eternal happiness. If He forsakes you, it becomes a hopeless situation. Life becomes a downward spiral into despair. Have you ever felt that way? I think that there are many Christians who have, at one time or another, who have fallen victim to such despair. The question is, should they have felt this way? Is there a valid reason? Well, before you try to determine what God is thinking about you, you need to listen to what God Himself says about you. You need Him to tell you what He's thinking. And so we look to 1 John chapter 3. By this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. There may be times when a Christian heart condemns him. At such times, he might well imagine that God feels the same way about him. Perhaps this Christian has committed some sin that he thinks is so horrible, it cannot possibly be forgiven. Or perhaps he's struck by the large number of sins that he has committed. So whether it is one terrible sin or a multitude of individual sins, the devil comes along and tempts him to think, you are too evil. There is no way that God can love you. And since you already despise yourself for what you've done, you may end up believing that the devil is right. How can God love somebody like me? Well, there is actually some truth in such thinking. How can God love somebody like you? What is there about you that's lovable? Nothing. Not a thing. Not one thing. All have turned aside. Together we have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. One of the first things that the Christian should realize is that the love of God has nothing to do with anything in him, in the Christian. God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. So if you think that the love of God is measured out in accord with your own personal godliness, you're sorely mistaken. God loves you not because of the way you are, but because of the way He is. God is love. It's His nature. So God loves you in spite of yourself. You have been measuring your lovableness by the law. If you think, or if you're condemning yourself, Your heart condemns you. And the law does condemn you. God, however, measures you by the gospel. It's the gospel that says Jesus Christ, the righteous, is the propitiation, the satisfaction for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Christ is the satisfaction. He has satisfied the wrath of God. And that's how God measures us, with the yardstick of the cross of Christ. And here is the results of the measurement. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed your sins from you. So you may see your sins, God does not. The Lord declares, I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. You may remember your sins. God does not. So if our heart condemns us, we should know this. God is greater than our hearts. And He knows all things. You think you've committed a lot of sin? God knows that you've committed far more than you realize. And He laid them all on Jesus Christ. He knows all things. He knows what happened on Calvary. He knows that the blood of Jesus Christ has paid the full price for everything that we have done. And since God is greater than our hearts, it really doesn't matter what our hearts say. If our hearts condemn us, God is greater. It only matters what God says. Do you need more assurance? More than just the simple word of God? Well, look to your baptism. At that very moment, God poured out His water upon you. The words were spoken, the word of God. And at that moment, God was verifying to you personally, individually, that as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, that you have put on Christ. You need something more. Look to the Lord's Supper. Did you receive the bread and the wine? At that moment, Christ was verifying that you personally, that He has given His body and His blood for you as an individual, given and shed, because He gives you that body and blood with the bread and wine. So listen now to the words of Jesus as He speaks to you. When He says, the one who comes to Me, I will absolutely not cast out. Go to Him. You're not forsaken. Jesus is assuring you, when you come to Me, I'm not going to cast you out. Never. Let's turn to the hymn which you have printed on your sheets. We'll sing all three verses.